In the news, I don't know if you saw this, but despite the best efforts at trying to help the species survive, spotted owl numbers continue to decline. And it turns out it's not so much because of habitat restoration and shutting up the forests and killing off jobs and that sort of thing. It's because there's another species of owl that is moved into Oregon that's eating them. Yeah. Al-Qaeda. is the genus. I don't know if you knew that's a scientific term for them. They're known as Al-Qaeda. Anyway, this particular species. Now the solution is, well, locking up the woods didn't work. Let's kill the new owls. Let's go out and wipe all of them out, and that'll help these little old spotted owls survive. You know, if only
Al-Qaeda.
if only there was some sort of working theory that would describe one species surviving while another dies out. Think, Ron. Think what some sort of process of selection that involved nature.
Nobody knows the circle of life, dude.
It's crazy.
I know.
It's nuts.
How do they propose to kill these?
First, we'll kill the jobs, then we'll kill the owls. What the hell? Also in the news, from 1934 to 1954, 20 years, Fort Wayne, Indiana had a fantastic mayor. He was beloved. He won 4 terms. He was mayor longer than anyone else in Fort Wayne history. In fact, he died in office. But now, the city is refusing to bend to popular demand and name a new government center after him because of his name.
Uh-oh.
Harry. Harry Balls.
That's his name?
Yeah.
Oh.
Deputy Mayor Beth Malloy said the city leaders are refusing to drop Harry Balls on the building because, quote, we realized that while Harry Balls was a respected mayor, not everybody outside of Fort Wayne will know that. Balls is spelled B-A-A-L-S. His family, since his passing in 1954, has changed the pronunciation of the last name to Bales.
Uh-huh.
But everybody knew him as Harry Balls. So anyway, the city has a website called feedbackforfortwayne.org where people initially got to vote on the name of the new center. And before yesterday, because this is now blown up on the web.
Of course it has.
Before yesterday, Harry Balls had a few hundred votes. Got mine. As of last night, 10,000 votes for Harry Balls.
Harry Bales.
No, that's how his family pronounces it now. Let's show a little respect for the mayor, the former mayor. The next closest competitor, the Anthony Wayne Government Center, has fewer than 500 votes.
Did his parents not think that through? Did they not think?
It was a different time, honey.
There were no Harry Balls back then?
The city's not budging, even with, you know, even with the voting support as a testimony.
test.
To popularity of Harry Balls as a Dave. So, there you go.
Okay.
Probably be the last time I get to say that on the radio.
You know that?
Harry Balls, Harry Balls, Harry Balls.